Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Natalie Wojcik and Emma Brule here from Sitkins Against Family Violence. Thank you both for coming in this morning and sharing some upcoming events you have coming up.
Thanks for having us in, Erin.
Yeah, thank you.
So for those who may not be familiar with SAFE, in a nutshell, could you describe who you are as an organization?
Sure, yeah, thank you. So Sitkins Against Family Violence is both a shelter, advocacy, and prevention agency. So our goal is to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault by providing shelter, legal advocacy, case management, and then we also have a variety of youth prevention programs where we aim at creating a future that's free from violence for future generations.
Amazing. So yeah, pretty darn important work that you offer here in Sitka. And for some of the events you have coming up is to help support all of that. So to make all of that possible, the first coming up is a pretty easy way to get involved is a food drive happening this Saturday. So where is this food going to?
This food is going to our shelter for our residents, as well as for our No Questions Asked food boxes. We've seen an increased demand for our food boxes this month. And so we are responding by having this food drive on Saturday. We've already seen some really immense generosity in the community, and we're really excited to see the ways that Sitkins have come out and support us. And so we're really excited to see more faces this Saturday.
Awesome. So this is, if you're already doing your weekly shopping from, well, what were the times for this Saturday?
Thanks, Erin. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Perfect. So yes. Good time to get your shopping done. Okay, I would not be the 9 a.m. I'm going to sleep in on a Saturday, I'll be honest. But getting your groceries done, is this, are there any specific items that are food items that you're looking for these food boxes, or is this truly just a variety, whatever folks are willing and able to donate?
Yeah, generally, it's really whatever folks are willing and able to donate, but we really are looking for shelf-stable foods because we have limited fridge and freezer space. We have some, if people really want to give in that way, but it's also almost the holidays, so if there's anything that you feel like people in the community might benefit from having it for a holiday meal, that would be appreciated, too.
I just think of Thanksgiving or Christmas. With my family, it's cranberry sauce. In any possible way, shape, or form, that would probably be appreciated. So maybe a can or two of that thrown in.
Absolutely.
Could be a way to do it. So 9 to 3 p.m. This Saturday at C-Mart for anyone who's able to help support both the food at the shelter and then food for these food box programs to anyone in need of a little extra help around these times. Also going on right now, no time frame involved, is a membership drive. So I know you're always taking new members, but this membership drive is a little unique. It's your 45th anniversary membership drive. So what is your goals for your membership drive in this 45th year?
Yeah, thank you. So this membership drive is different than what you've seen before. We have pretty uncertain times for our future of funding, and this year in particular. So as it's our 45th year as an agency, we thought it would be a good time to ask the community to help us raise $50,000 that will help stabilize our organization for future years and supporting victims, legal advocacy, and our prevention work.
Amazing. This has been going on for a little while now, this membership drive. How has the membership drive been going so far?
It's been amazing. Sitka, you rock. We have raised over $33,000 of our $50,000 goal, and it's just been incredible to see the generosity in this community. I've grown up here. I've always felt that Sitka is such a special place, but it's just been really wonderful and very touching to see the generosity in so many different forms over the last month, because we launched this membership drive with a dessert auction, and people really showed up and bid generously. That was so fun. And then we are running the membership drive actually until December 2nd.
Okay.
So kind of in the season of giving, and December 2nd is Giving Tuesday. And so those are our opportunities for people to get involved. You might not see SAFE around the community because it's a confidential service. And so people might forget that we're here sometimes, but that doesn't mean that, you know, SAFE isn't operating every day.
Absolutely.
And so this is just an opportunity for you to get involved, and face to face, you can come see us at the food drive. And, you know, Sitkins Against Family Violence was created by Sitkins, and it serves Sitkins. And so this is, you know, your community shelter. And the prevention programs are for our kids so that in the future they can live in a really healthy community. So come out and support that.
I was thinking with the prevention programs, those include Girls on the Run and Boys Run Itu Klatsin, which I know gets is a pretty darn popular program with the kids around town. So like you're saying, where SAFE kind of started with helping victims of domestic violence, that's definitely not a flashy service. But with how you've expanded into the community, that's definitely something that maybe people are a little more familiar with. And maybe if you wanted to see the fruits of your labor more, the fruits of your donation, seeing all those kids in their growth and development, that could be one way you can think about it if when you're donating to SAFE. So the almost halfway there with your $50,000 goal. So this is helping to support every aspect of this organization. When people are looking to donate, is this one-time donations? Is this recurring donations? How are you looking for people in their donations?
You know, it's really however they feel comfortable. We have some folks who do recurring donations. Like if you donate on our website, safe.org/donate, there's an option for a one-time donation or a recurring donation. So whatever you feel comfortable with, we're like very much gracious for all of the support.
And we know that different people and different businesses can support in different ways. That's one of the big reasons we're having this food drive. You know, some people may feel comfortable supporting financially, and we are so grateful to all the people who have supported us that way so far. And then there's some businesses who have just really been so generous. Is it okay if we say some thank yous?
Absolutely, yes.
We wanted to say a giant thank you to the businesses and organizations who have been supporting us so far this season. Giant thank you to the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. Emily and Linda Bankin have just been really great. Thank you to Sheetka Salmon Tails and She Attica for donating fish. Those both go to support our residents. Thank you to Sitka Conservation Society and the White Elephant for contributing funds to our food box program, Natalie.
Yeah, and also the ukulele group for this upcoming weekend. They're going to donate proceeds from their songbooks to SAFE. And then yesterday we had an amazing donation. Work in Rugged Gear donated over $12,000 worth of like clothing, gear, wow, shoes for our residents and program participants. And a lot of it's like winter gear that they can use throughout the year. And then just generally, like we made over $10,000 at our kickoff event on October 26th. And we also had a million amazing bakers, volunteers, like contributors to the food there. And then just over the last month, contributions to the shelter. Like I had a friend who like gave food for like our shelter and like bedding for the residents. So really there's a million people, well, maybe thousands, I don't know. Millions a little large. There's a lot of people in the community that are right, really supporting SAFE in whatever way they can. And we can't name them all, but we're really gracious to like every single one of them.
Yeah. And you can join. You can jump in on this train of generosity.
Excellent. And you were saying, so the membership drive goes through Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd. You can become a member by going to safe.org/donate, or when you're out doing your shopping and pitching in for the food drive this coming Saturday at C-Mart from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you could just do it in person. Hearing that list of thank yous, and Emma, you mentioned earlier of growing up here, knowing that this is a special and giving community, it's always nice to have the actual receipts be like, yep, it's true. I wasn't just a feeling. It is in fact the truth that we are living in a pretty special giving community. And this is just one more way where people can get involved and help with what you guys are doing at Sitkins Against Family Violence. We are out of time this morning, but Natalie and Emma, thank you so much for coming in this morning, talking about the food drive coming up this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at C-Mart, and for the membership drive taking place through December 2nd for the 45th anniversary, trying to reach that $50,000 goal. Thank you both for coming in this morning and the work you do at SAFE.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah, thank you.